Welcome to The Pipeline, all things CD and DevOps podcast by the CD Foundation. I am your host, Jacqueline Salinas, Director of Ecosystem and Community Development. Thank you so much for joining me today. It is episode 23 of season 2, and my guest today is Cara Del Marque from CloudBees. The topic of the podcast today is best practices for secret management with GitOps. GitOps uses Git as the single source of truth for declarative infrastructure and enables developers to manage infrastructure with the same Git-based workflows they use to manage a codebase. Having all configuration files version controlled by Git has many advantages. But best practices for securely managing secrets with GitOps remain contested. Join us in this talk about GitOps and secret management. So today's listeners will hopefully walk away with different approaches to secret management with GitOps, the issues involved, and secret management solutions offered by various tools and platforms. Cara will also dive into the pros and cons of Vault, SOPs, offerings by public cloud providers, and more. But before we dive into it, we're going to kick off the podcast with the segment, My DevOps Journey. Hi, Cara. Welcome to The Pipeline. Thanks so much for joining us again. We are so excited to have you as a guest for episode 23 now. Oh my gosh, of season 2. But yeah, so today our main topic is secret management and GitOps. But before we dive into our main topic, can you tell us about your DevOps journey?
Hi, thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I'm really happy to join you today. I come to DevOps from a developer background. So I worked on teams where we had a multi-release cycle. And it's quite natural for developers to want to see their changes and features in production much faster and to get that faster feedback. And to especially get really fast feedback from testing. One of the places I worked, we did have some automated testing, but it was really patchy. And when we were done with a feature or some requested change, that code then got passed onto a QA team. But this team was humans and they have a whole backlog of tests. And so they don't do an assessment of your work right away. There was a time lag during which, you know, we'd have started work on another development task and about a week passes and inevitably the piece of work comes back with requested fixes. So it would be necessary to halt the current work, switch back to communicate with the QA team and produce whatever fixes were needed. And it was that context switch with the time lag that felt the most glitchy and time consuming as a developer. So faster feedback, especially at the level of testing, is really fantastic and even vital for a developer. And seeing your work rapidly in production is really validating. Then 2 years ago, I joined CloudBees to work with the Jenkins X and Jenkins open source projects. Jenkins is the world's leading automation server and with millions of Jenkins instances in production. And Jenkins has pretty much been dominant for continuous integration for the past 15 plus years. Jenkins X provides automated CI/CD pipelines on Kubernetes.
Very cool. Thanks so much for sharing your story with us. So as we dive into secret management with GitOps, our first question is, why is secret management problematic with GitOps?
Secret management is an issue across the software industry. So it's not just GitOps. But when we think about GitOps and the basics of GitOps, they're basically the desired state of your system is declaratively described in Git. And Git is the single source of truth for the entire desired state of your system. And all application code changes and intended operations are committed by pull requests, which means that all of your changes to your application and system are observable, verifiable, and auditable. And all the diffs between the desired and actual state are reconciled or handled with automatic convergence. This is a fantastic operating model for Kubernetes. And Weaveworks have expressed this very well in their docs and blogs and talks. Are a great resource for learning more about GitOps. But this idea of declaratively describing the desired state of your system in Git raises questions around what do we do with our secrets? Where do we put them? How do we store them securely? And how do we access them securely?
Thank you. What are some options or best practices for managing secrets with GitOps?
So there are a number of approaches to this, and all are valid depending on the needs of your application and your team and your organization. One way of doing this is to encrypt your secrets and store those encrypted secrets in Git in your repositories alongside your application code and configuration files. And there are lots of tools that can help you with this, such as Bitnami Sealed Secrets and Helm Secrets and Mozilla SOPs. So this way of approaching it has a lot of benefits. You get a full audit history for free, thanks to Git. You can reuse the same merging strategy and approve changes to your secrets as you do with the rest of your code. And your code and your secrets are kept in sync. So talking about these two main encrypted secrets projects for today would be Bitnami Sealed Secrets and Helm Secrets. Bitnami Sealed Secret has a controller which generates a private and public key for you. And once you have the public key, you can encrypt all your secrets. And you store the public key and your secrets in the repository. And this is completely safe to do, even if the repo is public, as the public key is only used for encryption. The private key, which is kept in your sealed secrets controller, is used to decrypt the values and create a standard Kubernetes secret. So effective security requires keeping that private key private, but the public key can be openly distributed publicly in your repos without compromising security. The chief security risk is that the private key of the pair becomes known, and that private key needs to be very well protected, as anyone with access to that key has the ability to then decrypt and gain access to secret information in your manifest. So that Helm secrets scary. Are another. I'm sorry?
I said that would be very scary.
Yeah. Yes. It's all very terrifying, actually. What can be done? Helm secrets are a similar way, another way to store encrypted secrets in Git. And the underlying mechanism then is very similar to sealed secrets, but with some noteworthy differences. First, it enables you to leverage the Helm to template secret resources. And so if you're already using Helm, that might be very convenient for you. Another significant difference is that Helm Secret used the popular open source project SOPS, which was developed by Mozilla for encrypting the secrets. And SOPS supports external key management systems, like cloud provider key management systems. And this makes it more secure, as it's a lot harder than to compromise those keys. That is really helpful. However, Helm secrets are strongly coupled to Helm. So it's a lot more work for you if you were to decide to switch another templating mechanism such as Customize. And it's worth noting that Mozilla SOPS can be used independently of Helm secrets. So it's a very good tool for encrypting files in formats such as YAML or JSON. And once you encrypt these files containing secret information, you can keep those files in Git with the rest of your application and infrastructure code. And in order to decrypt the files, then SOPS needs the correct keys. And as with the previous example, it pairs well with the major cloud provider key management services to control access to the required keys to decrypt the files. And you can rotate those keys and create key groups based on which environment you'd like to decrypt the files in. So it does give you some good control and some security overlay. And then another choice for managing secrets is to externalize your secrets and use an external secret store such as HashiCorp's Vault or a cloud provider secret management system. And there are a number of significant benefits to doing so.
Yeah, that's what I was going to jump into next. What are some of the benefits of using an external secret store?
So the external secret management stores generally do a lot for you, and they do so in a way that really increases your security. They come with many capabilities that to some extent can be replicated with encrypted secrets, but doing that work is a huge amount of engineering effort for you and your teams. So if your needs are more limited, then encrypted secrets plus a key management store may fill all your secret management needs. However, if you have a more complicated use case, say with multiple platforms, an external secret management system may better fit your needs and be more helpful. And these systems include Vault or the secret management systems offered by the cloud providers. So for these more complex use cases, these external secret management systems provide security, or they aim to provide security that is easy for users to use. So they aim to make security best practices as easy as possible for you. And this concept of practical security, of making it easy for the user to do the right thing and the secure thing, is really important, especially as your system gets more complex and you really want as much help as possible. So one of the first goals for these systems is to reduce or eliminate secret sprawl. And all the secrets are kept in a centralized location. So most or all will then encrypt everything for you, both at rest and in transit between the secret store and any of the clients that want access to it. And thus, even if someone could see where your secret store, see into your secret store, what they will see are encrypted secrets at rest. So even if they access it, they don't get implicit access to all of the secrets contained therein. So it's an additional layer of security for you. And in addition, there's often a fine-grained access control layer on top of this. So even if one of your services or one of your humans needs access to some of those credentials, they will not have access to all of them in the store. So say your web server needs access to a database credential They can have that, but not everyone or every service has access to everything. And because this is a managed access, there's in place an audit trail. So we can see what credentials, say the web server accessed or humans such as Cara accessed. And there's much more visibility and control over how all these things are being managed. So the first benefit is moving from the secret sprawl to a centralized location with strong guarantees that the secrets are encrypted and strong guarantees around who has access and strong visibility into what is happening with the audit trail, who is accessing what. But the challenge is applications are terrible at keeping secrets. I mean, they're worse than humans. It's really common for applications to essentially leak their secrets. They might log their credentials out to any sort of logging system that they could be logged out in a diagnostic output, and username and passwords can be displayed in error reports or shipped to external monitoring systems when there's an error. So given that applications generally do a poor job of keeping secrets, it is best practices to assume that they will not be capable of doing so. And the way to mitigate that or the way to protect against that is to have ephemeral secrets, to have very short-lived secrets, which basically means you need to rotate your secrets a lot. And these external secret management systems will do that work for you. And you can set your bounded time on when you want that done for different secrets. Some maybe need to be rotated more often than others, but all that work you can organize in advance and it will be done for you. It's a lot more effort to do that secret rotation yourself with, say, sealed secrets stored in Git repos.
Yeah, that sounds like more opportunity for human error as well.
Yes.
Where you can automate it instead. So that's great. So what are some solutions for getting your secrets from an external secret store into your Kubernetes cluster and your running application?
Yes. This last mile problem in many ways is kind of a really interesting space where a lot of solutions are currently being worked on and improved. And there's a lot of good ways of approaching this and improving ways of approaching this in many ways. So JenkinsX is quite big on using GoDaddy's Kubernetes external secrets, which enables you to check an external secret resource. So based on a Kubernetes custom resource definition into Git, into your repos alongside your code and your config files. And this is a reference to the actual secret value stored in an external secret store. So then you have a reference that as needed for every secret, and these like your application can use that reference to get the secrets it needs as needed, which works really well. There's also a very interesting project called the Kubernetes Secret Store CSI driver, and this integrates secret stores with Kubernetes via the container storage interface, the CSI volume. So the Secret Store CSI driver allows Kubernetes to mount multiple secrets keys certifications stored in your external secret store into pods as a volume. And once that volume is attached, the data in it is mounted into the container's file system. So using the Kubernetes Secret Store CSI driver allows you to easily configure your cluster to pull secrets from your external secret store, or cloud provider, secret management system. And this plays really nicely with a GitOps mentality, as does GoDaddy's Kubernetes external secrets, because you are still storing everything in your Git repository, but the actual secret is externalized. You're just storing something like a reference. And so you're still achieving the goal of having Git as your source of your truth, but doing so in a way that is more secure for your secrets. That being said, there is a ton of innovation in space and in secret management tools in general. So it's a pretty exciting space to be in, and it's pretty cool to see how things are evolving and all the work that is being done in the space. That's it from me.
Thank you, Cara, so much for joining us this week on The Pipeline. I apologize. We had a few technical difficulties, but Cara was very happy to be able to be our guest for episode 23. And she says hello and thank you to everyone. Thanks for tuning in.